right, and welcome along to the Golf Community, a beginner's journey where we talk all things golf and encourage participation and connection for new players. We cover golf clubs, golf balls, golf shoes, golf courses, coaching, tips, techniques, health, fitness, fun, friendship, events, and catch-ups. All right, so let's get into it. So today we welcome along Gil Pollock, the director of Secondhand Golf Limited, who runs the best online store for used and recycled golf balls, where the majority of these balls are recycled from New Zealand golf courses and their waterways to ensure room for a healthier golfing environment. Okay, welcome back again, Gil, from Secondhand Golf. It's always great to get some feedback and tap into all that wealth of knowledge that you have on golf balls.
We've certainly seen a lot of them. Yep, we certainly have.
So, yeah. All right, so today we're going to talk about the low handicapper and with the different brands and handicaps. We're going to look sort of more today at what is a low handicapper? So the single digit to scratch?
Yep, pretty much anyone playing below 10 has got to a stage where they're serious about their game. Low handicappers tend to be kind of, you know, if you want to put them into thing, it would be probably 5 and below. But that puts a whole range between 5 and 15 that just lives in nowhere land, which is in a lot of golf clubs actually known as intermediate golfing area.
Right.
So that's generally your good golfer who's just about to break into the low handicaps. When you get to the low handicaps and you've obviously done a lot of work on the range, you will already know what you prefer playing with. But there's a great range across the board. I mean, that's why we have all the pros in the PGA with all the different makes and models. So the number one ball across the whole globe is Typist. And the number one ball on the PGA Tour with the most wins and everything is the Typist Pro V1 range, which is Pro V1 and Pro V1X. As balls go, you pretty much, they are right up there. If not the best, they're right up there at the top. You know what I mean? They're consistently, I think they win 35. Well, I think they actually sell 35% of the market is Typist sold balls. So they've got a lot of information there. A couple of years back, they released a ball that's not of the same type of cover as the Pro V1s, which was the ABX. So Titus brought that in, which is a totally different playing ball. Again, you as the golfer will know. It's hard to give people advice at this point because they know their game. And generally, a lot of people at 5 and sub are working with some sort of teaching professional in some way. Of the balls that would sit up as what we call the premium balls across the range that are the most sought after, definitely from our side of things and sales-wise, we see this massively. You've got the Titleist Pro V1 range, you've got the AVX. In TaylorMade, you have TP5 and TP5X, very popular balls. Justin Johnson is obviously big ball number 2 for so long, and with John Rahm also. I think he's playing TaylorMade as well at the moment. So you've got some really the top golfers in the world playing the ball. The one that has all the fiery things on, which is called the Pix, is a Ricky Fowler release. I personally find it very hard to play with them because I just feel like they're the same as the soccer balls. There's just so much going on. I like a cleaner ball. Let's just put it that way. But some people rave about it, about the way it sets up and helps with putting and etc. In the Strixon range, Z-Star would definitely be their top ball. And I say, as I said earlier on about the XV, very good ball, not a problem in the world with that. And it comes down to, you need to check out your swing speeds versus your compression at this level. Because some balls have got a lower compression because they go further, and some have a very high compression because of swing speeds being so fast. You know, you've got some people recording swing speeds over 100 an hour, you know, like it's just massively 120, 130 swing speeds. There's some people are down to as low as 80, 70, you know, so it's a wide range. When you get to this level, you've got to find the ball that suits you. In the Callaway range, Chrome Soft has become the predominant ball. There used to be things like the IS, the IZ, the SR range, but it seems now that everything is going across to the Chrome Soft, which is the one of the triple track. Now the triple track actually measures up with a Callaway putter, so that you can actually have these lines on where you're putting. They should line up completely, which will give you a better stroke. Yeah, so everything behind what's behind these inventions is to help your game. Typists have also moved across to having two lines next to the Pro V1 name on the stamping. Again, it's all about helping with the alignment of your putting at the time. Yeah.
Interesting. Because you see everybody lining up their balls and
if you get those lines, what it is basically get those lines on the line you want to putt on, and then your blade should measure up with the lines going back. Yeah. And if you keep those straight, you should start the ball on the correct line to sink it in the hole. So that's the goal behind it. Yeah. And then, of course, we have Bridgestone, which has made a huge impact in the market since Tiger joined them. The BXS in that range is very popular. We sell so many of them. And it is a very good ball. It's got a lot of spin to it. You can make it work both ways. That's what all of these balls enable you to do. It's where it comes to that accentuating a spin that I talk about and why you shouldn't be using these balls when you're a beginner.
Yeah.
The guys are so good, the pros in the level that they play at, that they can hit a ball 120 meters and spin it 3 meters right. Well, this ball is designed to help them do that. Right. So when you're planning that shot, it's great. And if you get it right and everything, and that's why you see them rip the ball, you know, they pitch it 3 meters to the left of the pin and suddenly the thing's right next. Because they know there's a downslope. They know they've got to put a little bit of spin on this way. And that's the level these guys are playing at. It's so when someone on a 20 handicap picking up this ball and trying to hit it and get the same results will never happen, because they haven't got the grooving, they haven't got the consistency, and they certainly don't know in their stance where exactly they've got to hit it in order to get that spin. And that's what these balls can do. When you've got to that level and you understand your game, you're consistent off the tee, you're in the fairway, what these do is give you real control and accuracy towards the pin, which as you can understand, as a beginner or a medium golfer, you just don't have that ability yet. It's going to take a lot more work and a lot more practice and a lot more faith in your swing and your coach. Yeah.
Yeah. And it's quite often that you sort of, I know that you've asked me, do they want the information on the ball I think they should have? That's quite often the question you ask. And That's true, because I mean, so many people go, okay, I want Pro V1X or whatever it is. Yeah. But they've only just started out, or they still might be playing around a 20, 30 handicap.
Exactly. It's not the ball for them. It really isn't. It's other balls will help them get lower so that they can be a better golfer, have more confidence, and then they can move into that ball. And then moving to that ball will go, you go, oh, I shouldn't be playing with this all my life. No, you've learned through the grooming of your swing and got yourself to a consistent swing. Now you can use the ball and its benefits. Yeah.
Yeah.
But I would actually never play those balls. Any ball I play out of that whole lot, and I play open 8, right, is probably the Strixon Z-Star. It's the only ball I play out of all of those, because I'm just not good enough for the rest of them. I can do better. It is better for my maintenance of my game to play something like a Tour Response, TaylorMade, a Tour Soft, a Titleist. Well, as I say, I do use the Z-Stars, but that's like the level that I go into. A Pro V1 or a TP5, the damage that you do when you don't hit it properly damages these balls a lot faster than if I hit a Tour Soft not correctly. You can get indentations in the softer cover so quickly, and just a slight indentation makes a huge difference on your putt. It can actually make your putt go left or right. And that's why you'll see a lot of pro golfers replace their ball every 2 or 3 holes, because it is slightly because of the sheer power that they go through and the way they're trying to spin the ball. They're often coming down the ball, so they squash. When I say coming down the ball, they're squashing the ball into the turf first. Well, that causes a shape change and then release. Obviously, they're designed to pop back perfectly, but after a period of time, they will actually have a structure where they've got more, just slightly moved. And when you're playing that level, that does make a difference.
Wow,
like the guy who gets up on a tee and hits an iron in the teeth, as we say, like hits it so it goes pew, along the ground real low, that'll actually make a slight indentation in a Pro V, a TP5. BXS, they mark real quick, and so do Chrome Softs. So all four of those balls will actually have a negative to them. immediately when that shot is played. Whereas if you did it with a Tour Soft, a Velocity, Pinnacle Soft, anything like that, it won't have the same detrimental result. Yeah. In the old days, we used to cut right through them. Honestly, if you had a bad shot, it used to go right through the cover when they initially launched Titleist with the Bellator cover. You could literally cut it with your club. Yeah.
Wow.
And you couldn't putt with it afterwards because it literally do this because it was wobble all over the place. So that's why when you get to this level, and that's why so many top golfers buy brand new. They do buy brand new. We accept it. A lot of our stuff is sold to people who want to trial it, and a lot is sold for practice bags. Even though they're A-grade, a lot of good golfers will buy a 50 bag of A-grade Titleist from us strictly to practice with. Yeah. They're in good shape and they consistently can be practicing with something that's going to look after the game. As people look through all of this, what they've got to understand is when you look at the top golfers, look at how they practice and what they practice with, and that'll give you the answers. Practice with the ball you know, practice with the ball you're playing, and your game will improve. Yeah.
Wow. Awesome. That's great advice, Gil. There's so much to comment, really, but fortunately, I'm still at that beginner, and so I can just work my way through.
You'll get there. So, yeah. On the way through for the female, there is not a lot of progression in female golf balls after the initial starting area, and it's mainly because they do go across to the male ball because their game reaches that level. Like if a 5-handicap female golfer, right, who's sub-5, will clean me every single day of the week.
Yeah.
Because you get to 5, you've done a lot of work. So she's probably playing. She may play a TP5. She may play a Pro V1. It's not a man or a female thing. It's a ball thing. It's a total ball thing.
Do you know what Lydia Ko plays?
She plays PG. Is it PGM? That she's with that whole. Her clubs are actually made by the guy who invested like $1 billion into taking on the big stalwarts of golf. There's a whole story behind it. I can't remember offhand. It's a PGX, I think it is. You can check it out. It's online there. She's switched over. So her clubs and I think her ball are all there. But other than that, I would probably guess if she's not playing that, she'll be playing Titleist. Only because so many of the top females do play Titleist, Pro V1 and Pro V1X. Yeah.
Okay.
So, and then, as I say, it's got nothing to do with sex, you know, your sex or anything at that point. It's just strictly about your game and what's working for you.
Mm. Yeah. What are you trying to get out of it?
Exactly. Yeah. And they got these little nuances, but it's stuff that you really got to go and research yourself and read about the balls. You know, everything's available online for people to actually go and have a read. Yes, I know there's a lot of technical jargon, but truthfully, if you get into it and you realize, oh, hold on, I am battling with trajectory or I'm not getting carry, this ball enhances that, you know, and it will take you probably 10, 15 minutes to read through most things. And if you type into Google, they'll often compare balls for you and tell you what's good about this and what's bad about that and pro and cons. And it's between the different brands as well, which is great. So you're like this. Last night I was looking at one between Super Soft and Soft Feel for Shrixon and the differences between them, the pros and the cons. And it was fascinating just learning new things that that you don't really necessarily know before. One of the things is I didn't realize how thin the cover is on the SF range. It's a very, very thin cover, and it's a two-piece ball, and that's what gives you the extra velocity. I mean, extra trajectory when you take off. So I was like, wow, that's quite interesting. But someone spent millions to get that. So that's all there for you. And it's honestly, if you read it and you absorb your game and you're honest about your game, you'll find a ball that will actually help you move along a lot quicker. It'll be 2 or 3 shots, but if you do that every single time, you'll get down to where you want to be a lot faster.
Yeah.
But most important is I always say to people, if you've got a coach, talk to your coach. Tell them what you're thinking, tell them what you're experiencing, and see what they say.
Mm. Perfect. That's awesome. Once again, thank you so much, Gil.
We really appreciate
everything that you can, all your time and effort into recycling golf balls and recycling waterways too.
Absolutely, man. That's what we got to do. So great.
Take care.
Take care. Cool.
So as always, we've loved connecting with you here at the Golf Community, A Beginner's Guide to Golf. We appreciate your support, so love us and like us, subscribe and connect using the links below. And as always, we would love to share your story. So contact me and let's get you on an upcoming episode. So as always, from the golf community, ka kite anō.